Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for jumping on to the next Driven Ambition episode. I'm so glad you're here. It is Sunday evening at 6:30, and I just finished my workout, my super sweaty workout. And the reason I put it off 12 hours later than I usually do is because it is my least favorite workout of the entire program that I'm doing. It is HIIT cardio. It is hard, it is sweaty, and there's a lot of burpees. And let's be honest, I don't like burpees, and I don't like HIIT cardio. And so all day long, I put it off and put it off, and here it was, 6 o'clock on a Sunday. I have laundry to do, I have dishes to do, I have work to finish, a meal plan to make, puppies to play with, and supper to cook, and that workout was the last thing that I wanted to do. Absolute last thing on the list. But I made a commitment to myself that I was going to complete this program. And there is no reason that I couldn't work out today. Yesterday was my yoga day. I am refreshed. And there's no reason and no excuse for me not to do it. So I did it. And now that it's over, I'm so glad that I did. But it really kind of got me to thinking today about the idea of hard things. So often we run away from hard things, whether that's in our health and fitness or life. Maybe it's a tough conversation you need to have with somebody, or a question you need to ask someone, or something tough happening at your job. And you run away from it and you procrastinate and you stress about it. And then once you finally get it done, when it's done and over with, you look back and you're like, okay, I got this. I feel better now. And it's the same with that workout. Now that I'm done with it, I'm like, you know what? I feel so good that I did it, and I'm glad that I did. It took 20 minutes of my day, and now I'm refreshed and energized, and I feel good, and I know that I did something good for my body. But the point is, why do we let hard things stop us in our tracks? We can do hard things, each and every one of us. I don't care who you are, what obstacles you have in your life, you can do hard things. But it's all about your mindset. Your mind is what tells you it's too hard. You can't do it. You haven't done this before. This is new territory. But you have got to switch your mind to saying, it's hard, but I can do it. I'm going to pour in all my effort and all my energy, and I'm going to commit to it, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to come out on top. I don't care that I haven't done it. I'm going to fail forward, and I'm going to learn as I go, and I'm going to come out on top. You have to have that attitude, or you're going to let hard things and fear keep you from achieving everything you want in your life. I use this, concept in my classroom when I'm teaching kindergarten, in my health and fitness business, and with my business builders that I work with on my coaching team. In my classroom, the word "I can't" is not allowed. And my kids know that. They know to say, "I can do it," or "I will try." There's no "I can't," there's no whining about it, there's no throwing in the towel and giving up. We try and we do it, because that is what builds character. People, we have got to stop giving up on things before A, we really even get started, or before we get to the successful point that we want. Life is not roses and butterflies. There's going to be bumps along the road, there's going to be obstacles, and every time you reach one of those and you figure out how to overcome it, you are getting stronger. And at the end of my workout today, so all throughout my workout, I was thinking about this topic, thinking about how I had to jump on right away, regardless of if I'm still a little bit out of breath or not, and record this because it was so on my heart. And at the end of that workout, during the stretching, my trainer literally said everything that was going through my mind. She said, "You have got to be grateful for the opportunities you're given, whether they're hard or not, because you know what? Not everybody in this world gets the opportunities that you do. Not everybody has the ability to work out. Not everyone has the ability to eat well and eat fruits and vegetables and lean protein. Not everybody has the ability to grocery shop and stock their fridge with healthy food for their family. Not everybody gets the opportunity to build a business Not everybody gets the opportunity to have community and support. Not everybody gets the ability to travel or change lives. So you better be freaking grateful for that, because there are people out there who are wishing that they had the hard things that you are saying are too hard right now. There are people that wish they could face the obstacles that you're facing, because that means that they are fighting their way to greater opportunity. So think about that. While you're sitting here saying, it's too hard, I can't do it, I'm giving up, there are people that want that opportunity, that wish they were you. So you better take that to heart and take your opportunities and run with them. Absolutely run with them. And it's all about your attitude. When something feels hard, I don't want you to give in. I want you to think, how can I change my attitude? How can I change my mindset? Because how you think makes all the difference in your life. And that, you know, I have so many personal examples of this in my life. When I was in college and I was really struggling with getting back into a routine of exercising and eating well after gaining 55 pounds in a year and not feeling like myself, I researched every health and fitness program, diet pill, yo-yo diet, whatever. And I planned and prepped and got gung-ho on it. And I would start on a Monday. And by Tuesday, I would have one little slip up, or I wouldn't get to the gym the exact time that I thought, and I would give up every single week. And I would give up by Tuesday. And I didn't go back on Wednesday, people. I gave up and I shot myself in the foot and I went downhill the rest of the week. And then I pumped myself up to start back over on Monday. And I did that week after week after week after year for probably 2.5 years. Because I kept telling myself, it's too hard. I messed up. I'm a failure. I can't get back up. It doesn't work. I don't know what to do. My mindset sucked. It sucked. And if I would have just told myself, Amber, you slipped up today, but it's okay because you're going back tomorrow. You're going to go get that workout in tomorrow. You're going to eat better tomorrow. It's okay. If I would have had that mindset, it wouldn't have taken me so long to get back in the groove. But now that I look back, I'm glad I went through that, because now I have that experience and I know what it feels like to give up on yourself and say that things are too hard. And once I found my supportive community and the fitness and nutrition that worked for me and started my business and helping others, now I can use my story to help others change their lives, because I've been there. And it's all a mindset. And now my mindset is, if I do mess up, it's okay. Last night after my sister-in-law's wedding, we had Taco Bell at 11 p.m. Was that the best nutrition choice for me? Absolutely not. But do you think I got up today and ate like crap because I shot myself in the foot and I'm going to start again on Monday? No, because it's life and you have to get back up. Okay. You have to make the choice to overcome. So don't discount yourself. You deserve to live the life you want. You deserve to overcome the hard things and reach your goals. So don't for a second think that you're not worthy of that. Get rid of the I can't or the it's too hard attitude. You can do it. And just think, every time that you face an obstacle, it's like gaining so much more muscle mass. You're getting stronger every time you do that. And then if that struggle ever comes up again, you're going to know what to do. And if somebody else faces that struggle, you're going to know how to help them. And that's pretty powerful. It's exactly like my journey. You know, when I meet ladies who struggle with their weight and giving up on themselves, I can help them because I have faced that hardship and I have overcome it. And now I can use my story to help them. You have a story and it's important and it's worthy, and you have a purpose, and you have got to get over the fact that it's hard and start using your purpose to help others and to change lives and to change your life, because you're going to get stronger as you go. Whether that's in your career or your health and fitness, whatever it is. For me, as a teacher, I look back to my first year of teaching. I am so much stronger now than I was 4 years ago. And it's because I have overcome. I've faced challenges and I've tweaked things and I figured it out, but I never once threw my hands in the air and said, this job's too hard, I quit. I never once did that. Because I had people around me, veteran teachers, mentors, that also went through those hardships, and they helped me. And I took their advice and I figured things out on my own. And I'm continuing to improve every year. Same goes in my health and fitness. I've overcome struggles. I've had bad days, bad weeks, bad months, but I never give up because I know what it feels like to give up on yourself, and it's not fun. Same in my coaching. When I started as a baby coach, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to post or how to talk to people or how to help people. And now, as I have gone through my coaching journey over the last 2 years, I've refined. I've found what works, what doesn't work, what people need, what maybe they don't need as much of. And I have continually grown, and it's hard. But the more that you overcome those obstacles and go at it with a mindset that you're going to learn, you know, one of my programs says you're either going to succeed or you're going to learn. There's no failing. And I love that, because if you take failure out of your mind, you're going to be so much more positive, because you're going to go at everything knowing that you're either going to be successful or you're going to learn and be better off next time. So my challenge to you this week, whatever it is that's hard in your life, I want you to write it down, whether that be finances, your job, your health and fitness. Maybe it's a tough conversation you need to have somebody, or something that's just really been bothering you and you're too afraid to talk to that person. I want you to write that down, and I want you to write underneath of it a positive affirmation, like, I'm going to talk to so-and-so about this issue and it's going to be okay. I'm going to use confidence and we're going to resolve it without screaming, you know? Or I'm going to have an awesome lesson plan this week, and I'm going to be prepared, and I'm going to have great classroom management, and my kids are going to love it. I'm going to rock my workout tomorrow, even though it's my least favorite workout. I'm going to go at it with a positive attitude, and it's going to be great. I want you to write down those obstacles that you're facing right now and put a positive spin on it before you go tackle it. And I want you to tackle it, because you can't put it off either. That is my little message today. It was just so on my heart. And I'm glad that you stuck with me, because I'm still kind of out of breath from that workout, but it was just laying right on my heart and I had to share it with you guys today. So I hope that you can tackle your week and tackle your day with a positive mindset and knowing that you can do hard things. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Driven Ambition Podcast. I would truly appreciate it if you would leave me a rating or a review. Share this with a friend that you think could use this message today. And again, thank you so much for your love and support.